Okay, let's start today's daf, Erevin daf Memhe, and today we're going to talk about the sleeping person and halacha and a couple of mitzvos relating to the sleeping person. Where does this come up? The Mishnah discusses this here on Erevin daf Memhe and Aleph. What happens if a person is sleeping when Shabbos starts? What happens with his shvisa? We know that a person is kona shvisa when Shabbos starts. What happens if he's sleeping? Mi sheyashin baderech, v'lo yada ad shechashecha. Somebody is sleeping and he doesn't know, and he doesn't wake up until Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Machlokes tanoim. Yesh lo apay ma'ama l'chol ruach. Divir Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan says he has 2,000 amos. Even though he was sleeping when Shabbos started, it doesn't take away from his shtchum, and he has 2,000 amos in every direction. Bachachamim omrim? No. Ein lo ela arba amos. He only has 4 amos. Only 4 amos. Amazing. Right? That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says he's in the middle of those 4 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says he can go whichever one he wants. Either way, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the first opinion that he has 2,000 amos. Right? That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chav Zayin Halacha Dalid. The Rambam paskins this way. Just find it. Chav Zayin Dalid. The Rambam says, talking about Kinyan Shvisa, Misha Shavas Badir Shabamidbaru Besahar Vahulu. Vahena Shovis Babika Filu Haya Yashin Bishoshiniklas Shabis Shalokana Shvisa Yishlahalech Mim Komo Palam Amalcho Ruach Biribua. Person has that amount. But the Chachamim say no, you were not going to Shvisa when Shabbos started, you were sleeping, so that you stuck. You only have 4 amos. The Rishonim, the Ritva here, the Ramban earlier, Daf Mem Gimel, will discuss why is this case worse than the case of the boat. And we have the case of the boat at the beginning of our perek in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Tanoim that were on the boat, they didn't get to the port until it was dark. Amalo the Rebbe Gamliel, they said to the Rebbe Gamliel, can we go off the boat? Amalam, he says, yeah, mutar matem, it's okay. Shekvar isi mistakel, I was ready looking, and you were ready betochatchum. Ready betochatchum. So those Tanoim didn't know about it, and they were only Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. So why there, if they didn't know about it, and then they were in the water, and they could be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos? Well, here, according to the Chachamim, they cannot be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ramban says earlier on Daf Mem Gimel, Dibra Maschel Ha, is 3 different answers. It says maybe the Yam is totally mufka from Tchum issues. Totally mufka, right? The boat is raised up, and if you're totally in a different world regarding Tchum, then that's not a Chisaron, right, so to speak. Or Odi Shlomo the Ramban says, Tekivan Sheima Hauchim Bedaitam Liabasha, they have Das. They have Das to get there. Havile Kehichzik Baderech. That's similar to one who started on the way. V'kana erev ba'oso makom. Shiyatsu b'yabasha al svasayam. 2, and then the Ramban quotes Ba'alei Tosfos, since he was l'mala miyud, and they weren't able to be kona shvisa b'chol makom, so then when they come back to yud, so then they are kona shvisa at that spot, which is on dry land. Again, similar, but not exactly as the first answer. We're not going to get into the differences now. The Ritva, finally, in our sugya says, well, they did in both cases, look at it, did they do everything that they could do? When they were on the boat, they did all they could do. Here, he was sleeping. Shiny Hassam, Shahib ben Ashmashas, Lamala Mayasara, Makum Sha'ino Roy Likno Shvisa, Avo Bakan, Shahib Makum, a Royal Shvisa, Elisha Avat Shvisaso, Bibesha Yashin Lo, Bikim Shalokana, Beben Ashmashas, Shuv Lo Yiknes. So that's an interesting discussion about specifically the Tchum. But now let's generalize it and talk about what about a sleeping person, not just regarding Kinyan Tchum, but mitzvos. Right, we know the general sugya, machlokas tanoim, amoraim, rishonim, poskim, whether mitzvah srichas kavana or ain srichas kavana, whether you need kavana or not. So a sleeping person doesn't really have positive kavana, but on the other hand, it's not really a lack. He's not focusing on other things, so to speak. Right, the Gemara in Brachas tells us on Daf Nun Zayin that sleep is 1/60th of death. So when a person is dead, he can't do mitzvot. So what about when a person is sleeping? Does that have any effect? So that is a discussion in various different mitzvot. Let's focus on 3 or 4 different contexts. First, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says there, Amar Ula Amar Biyochanan, Achal Chelev Vehifrish Karban. He didn't have Aveira, he was Mafrish a Karban to bring for his Karban Chatas. Vehemer Daito. And then he became a Mumar. He threw it away. Vechazar Bo, and then he came back. Could he use that carbon for the original Aveira? Just because he became a Mumar doesn't mean that the Aveira that he was Machayev a carbon for disappeared. Hol v'nitche, yitche, says the Gemara. that the carbon is out. You can't use it anymore. Dichli. Itmar nami amar b'yirmiya amar b'yavo amar b'yohan. What about a similar case? Ocha chela vivish carbon v'nishtate. What if he didn't become a mumar, but he became a shote? He lost his mind. V'chazer v'nishtate. And then he got his mind back. Hoven itcha. Same thing. Rabbi Yochanan says both statements. If he became a mumar or a shote, the carbon is permanently tainted. V'tzricha, and you need him to say both statements. Why? And this is the line that's important for us. If you only have the first one about mumar, maybe that's worse. The carbon is totally off limits because he was pushed, he actively became, made himself a mumar. But by when it comes to a shote, it's out of his control. And so maybe then it's just like somebody who's sleeping. And therefore what? And therefore it wouldn't ruin it in terms of dichui. So the Gemara compares shote to yashain, which at least means it doesn't ruin the carbon for afterwards. Does it mean that he can't bring the carbon at that moment? We'll see. V'yeshmin ha'chan, if you only have the second case, mishum de'im b'yadolachsar, or shote cannot be choser bo. So maybe that's a case of hafka. Aval hasan, the b'yadolachsar, he can come back at any moment, emalo, tzricha. So the question is, how literally do we take this comparison between shote and yashin? The Adrama seems to take it literally. Nishtate b'meila mitchi ema ki yashin dami. She'ein roi lahakrav lo carbon ad she'yeor. You can't be makar of a carbon until the person is awake. Dilarit sonoksiv. But obviously, if he falls asleep in the middle, he wakes up, doesn't ruin the carbon. So too a shota. Tosfos does not accept that. Well, you can't bring a carbon when somebody's sleeping? Says Tosfos, lav lagamri ki yashin. Don't say that a shota is exactly like a yashin. To yashin chazi, afilu b'shashu yashin. If a person is sleeping and the kohen is bringing the carbon on behalf of the sleeping person, he's not going to get credit? He's not going to get kapara? Of course he is. The Mishnah says in Gittin, Hashalech Hatasu mi Medinas Hayam, if somebody sends their carbon chatas from Medinas Hayam, Akrivin also, Bechesas Yukayim, you can assume he's alive, and not only can you assume he's alive, you don't have to assume anything else. Well, he might be sleeping. Okay, who cares? If he's sleeping, it's okay. V'loch hashin Hashem yashin b'shos hakrava ela klomar ki yashin dami. All it means here is like the Gemara said, it's like a yashin, and that it doesn't ruin it b'shaito. Dafilu d'lo havi chazi ein roi lios dichui mishum de memela mitar v'haynami memela mishtafi. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim already. Whether a person can be sleeping when his karban is being brought. So that is one context. Again, what does the Adramah do with that raya of Tosfos? Seems to be a very strong raya, that we're not worried that he's sleeping, but we'll leave that for now. Number one. Number two, a second context is a discussion about Pru Urevu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his She'elas Yaveh, Chelik Beis, Simin Tzadi Zayin, Ritzoni Lomar, Im Nisabra Mimenu Isha Bambati, famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden for this part of it. If he has the case of Nisabra Bambati, a woman goes into a hot bathhouse, a man had been there beforehand, the man had been Mazriya Zera, and some of the Zera of the man, when the woman sits down, goes into her. There was no Maisabiyah, and the man impregnates the woman. Shekibla Berechem Zera Vaholida, Ke'inyin Ben Sira, that's discussed in Ilchaz Nida, Shaloki and Puruvu Bekach. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if there's no Maisabiyah, there's no Puruvu. Even though he, his seed, brought a ben to the world, since he didn't do a ma'isabiyah, but if he does a ma'isabiyah, but he doesn't have any kavana during the ma'isabiyah, it's misasik kagon b'shena. If he's sleeping during a ma'isabiyah, osha takfuhu ala isha bikfia, or they forced him to be with his wife, the ibra mimenu, and she became pregnant from that. Lo matzas lashkuche kima shekishi eladas. That's not really lamaisa because ain kishi eladas, and therefore, if he's forced, if he's miskasha, so we assume there was some ratzon there too. Misasik bibeila lekha. You'll never have a case of misasik bibeila. But aval, then he has the line, which is important for us. Aval abal isha b'shena the yodim, and if he's sleeping. And he's with his wife when he's sleeping. Maybe he's dreaming about his wife, and then it actually happens. Nireh delokim ha-mitzvah. Wow. Shailas Yavi said, you're not makayim the mitzvah with a ma'isabiyah, even if it leads to a child. The yashin la bardasu legamre. Lo la mitzvah, v'lo la veira. V'lo niskar, v'lo nenash. V'lo chematzinu belot, shal yada b'shichva uvikuma. Kayotzi ba'amar ein onis barayis ela b'yashin. Lefizi yachona lomar belot, v'chulu. And it continues. Rabbi Yaakov Emden paskins that one is not Yotzi Puravu if the original Maisabiyah he had no das about. He was not no das about. He assumed, he said that it can't be misase because in kishi el ladas, but it can be sleeping. And the other achronim are bothered by this. The Stechemed in Chela Gimel discusses that, no, there are so many assumptions of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Number one, even if you're sleeping. Even if you're sleeping. Number two, usually we say, misase b'chalom v'arayel, shekei nana. So is there a nana here? If a person is sleeping in this case? Three, when is the mitzvah puravu? Right, it's when the child is born by the ma'isa bia. What happens if when a woman has a baby, the husband's sleeping? Right, is that you're not going to get the mitzvah? Is the production of the child? Says the Stechemet. The Yesh Litros. The Af Shachashav Bar Das Kshu Yashin LeInyan Shemashenase B'Shvilo Al Yedei Achirim Kshu Yashin Arichashav Kilo Nase B'Shvilo B'Shashuar. Even if we say that somebody who's sleeping is considered a Bar Das regarding other people acting on his behalf when he's sleeping, but maybe that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying, but the sleeping person himself is a la bar das. He's a bar das, like God, be other people doing things for him. But what about he himself? Dikshu yashin mashu ose ba'atzmo kolochashiv kiva de la bardas gemuruhu b'yehi shaita v'lotazov nafshi l'shol lama lo kava rav dino l'in yichiv mitzvah zona shematzui v'shayach zel d'b'chalotam af mi shekfarki mitzvahs puravu. Okay, but then he quotes others that say it can't be. Maybe the Gemara in Chulin is a raya. Gemara in Chulin daf lamad aleph discusses if a nida falls into a mikvah. A nida falls into a mikvah, no kavan at all. Nida shene'ensa v'tavla. Rav says, Tahora Labesa. Tahora Labesa. Mitam and Debala Chulani. Right, there's the only kavana for a tevila to be with her husband. Maybe for Chuma and for Kachim. But for her husband, you don't need kavana. And we paskin that way. You don't need kavana for tevilas nita. So says the one of the achronim here that the Stechemet quotes. V'yim b'mitzvah sa'seishal tevilas nita shu chomur ba'onesh kares. If for a serious mitzvah, which is a prevention of kares, lo be'inon kavana, kol shekin the mitzvah peri yivarivya, surely peruvu im asa'a below kavana mahani lekiyam ha-mitzvah. Right, that's for sure going to be okay. Again, there are many fascinating discussions about peruvu here. Sleeping, remember the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Aleph, he talks about, what about a mamzer? Would you say mitzvah haba b'aveira? That also relates to our discussion. When is the aveira done, and when is the mitzvah done? Mitzvah b'aveira is usually at the same time. But it could be that the mitzvah is done, the aveira is done earlier by the ma'isa aveira, and the mitzvah is done only later once the child is born. So who says? Right here too, right? He assumes that the something about the ma'isa bia is going to be definitional. But the Menachas Chinuch, that's what he asked there in the beginning of the mitzvah. Zezman kabirik sheisi, delama yasi dechova, by a mamzer. Halo havi mitzvah ba'aveira. Well, that's how right poskim mitzvah ba'aveira na torah no yotze. V'yishavti the mitzvah ba'aveira lo havi ela ki im b'shas ha'mitzvah osa gam kin aveira. De be'esro ga gazol b'shas ha'natila over aveishav zakzela. Zeo mitzvah ba'aveira. If while you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing the aveira, not returning. Avalim b'shas ha'mitzvah leka aveira klal. But if the mitzvah is over, if the aveira is over, by the case of Yerushalmi, you carry matzah through Rosh Hashanah and then you eat it. There's no problem. That's not matzah gzula. The avir is over. Hotzi matzah v'rishus yalom v'rishus rabin. The b'shas kima mitzvah lek avir klau lo avi mitzvah baba avira. Yekin achanami hacha. Nihida mitzvah shel abanim ba'ay de avira de bias iser. Become akum. My mitzvah say dino abanim v'abili rak hechsher mitzvah. Right, the B is just the hechsher. V'kima de ikr kima mitzvah im abanim u'beis is lek avir klau. It's not a problem. And then he's bothered on a hashkafic level whether that would be. He could be become a mitzvah when you're mar b'psulim b'yisrael. Okay, but that he just throws up his hands in a hashkafic way, so to speak. But that is the Menachas Chinuch, which relates to our discussion here about the moment of the mitzvah of peruvu. Next discussion of the sleeping person. What about tefillin? The Gemara has a machlokas. The Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Chavav that there is an opinion that you could sleep Sheinas Arai with tefillin on. Right, the Gemara is their context, obviously talking about Sukkah. The Gemara says that Ochlen Achilas Arai Chutz LaSukkah Vein Yishtem Sheinas Arai Chutz LaSukkah. You could eat Arai outside the Sukkah, but you can't sleep Arai outside the Sukkah. Why? Because you might come to fall asleep. Might come to serious sleep. So Abaya asks, El Hadatanya, yo, what about the Brisa that says a person can sleep a Sheinas Arai in tefillin and not Sheinas Keva? Why aren't we nervous? Why aren't we worried? So maybe Moser Sheinas Salachem. You told other people to remind you, make sure not to fall asleep. They might fall asleep. Okay, the Gemara continues, Ein Keva L'Sheina. Any sleep is a problem. But there is a day there that sleep arai is okay. So why is that? Isn't that a hesach hadas? You can't. You have to be mamashmish betfilin b'cholazman. Isn't that a hesach hadas? The Rush in Brachas Gimel Chavches quotes Rabbeinu Yona. V'haya Omer. We'll start with a question. Hanechas lishan bayom ratza cholitz ratza meniach avokshem biyado afilu lishem emshenas arai aser shema yiplu miyado v'yem tomer hech shenas arai mutter follow aser lahasiach daito mehen. You can't have hezek anas from tefillin u'bishashem misnam neim nimsa shisiach daito mehen. You're not thinking about the tefillin. So says the Rosh, is hezek anas by tefillin a posel or just a lack of? Just a lack of. If it's a lack of, you don't have focus on your tefillin when you're sleeping. But if it's a post-cell, maybe there's something to talk about. But Ya'omar Rabbeinu Yonazal, Dimitoch Divrei HaRambam, Matzanu Teres Ladavar Zeh, Dilo Avi Esach Adas, Elekisha Omid Bekalus Roshu Beschok, when there's Kalus Rosh, Avokisha Omid Beyira, Umisasik Betzrachav, Avokisha Osik Bemalachto, Ubo Amunaso, they used to wear it to them when they worked, Ain Dait Olim, even if you're not thinking about it, Mamish, Ain Zanikres Esach Adas. That's not Esach Adas, right? How they used to wear tefillin all day. And therefore here too, when you're sleeping, you don't have that. V'cheinami has this line in the Halachas Ketanos of Ilchas Tefillin. The Rush writes, V'cheinami k'shenisnam neim, ein kan hezak adas ki hu shocheach havle ha'olam, v'ein kan kalas rosh. Interesting. That's the Rush. Again, we don't pasken this way. We pasken in Shulchan Aruch that you can't sleep at all with one's tefillin. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Whole simen about sleeping with one's tefillin. Simen mem dalid in Shulchan Aruch. Even Shein Asarai is going to be Asar. Ela im hiniach aleihem sudar. V'lohaisa imo isha, yashim em Shein Asarai, v'chulu, and he explains what to do. Okay, what about minyan? Last point to mention. What about minyan? So the Beis Yosef quotes Lagos Lemanios in Simen Nunhei, who says that if they're davening and there's a person that cannot answer, maybe he's in the middle of an area of davening where he can't be mafzik, that person counts to the minyan. It's okay. Im hischa lecha l'spala levado, v'eni yochol lanos amein, imahem, v'en kana latisha shiuchlo lanos, afilo achim insarev imahem, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, akol asarad b'nei kedusha ninu shchinta sharya. The shchin is there. Okay, even though he cannot answer. Then he quotes even maybe a katan, but then based on that, he quotes from the Mahari Bei Rav, the Beis Yosef. Mahari Bei Rav was one of the Rebbeim of the Beis Yosef. So he quotes from the Mahari Bei Rav, what happens if somebody's sleeping? If somebody you cannot answer, who's awake and cannot answer, counts, so too the Mahari Bei Rav says, if he's sleeping. Im haya echad yashin mitztarif im tisha lakadish ulakdusha. Tekiva te'ika sara tebnei kedusha ninu shapir shar yeshchinta alayhu. Wow. And even though he is sleeping. And then he quotes from the Maharil, the Mahari Mulin, who says, well, is it any worse than the people who just talk the whole davening? Chazina denagu alma litzarif avavisha mesichan zichaschulin. Right? So is this worse? The Beis Yosef is not so sure. Avagav delimi megam game the shema kolaroy labila imbila makeves. The people who are talking at least have the ability to stop and to focus. The person is sleeping who's totally out of it. But he ends off by saying kedai hu mori lismoch alav. Kedai is my Rebbe, the Mahari Bei Rav, to be somech on him, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. Somebody's sleeping, he can count for a minion. Im hischalechan miasar lespalo levado the eno yachol laanosi mahem. If one of the ten is cannot answer, oshu yashen afilu hachim mitztarifim mahem. And the Taz is very upset. The Taz has five kashas on the Shulchan Aruch. There's no way that you should be able to count a sleeping person. But the mahani lay the shani bereisha. If somebody can't answer, he can at least be quiet and answer and listen. A Yashin is totally not involved. Maybe Yashin is worse than a Katan. And then he quotes the Zohar that says there's a Ruach Tuma that comes out after who's sleeping. The Salka Mine Nishmasa. V'lohavi Bechal Kedusha. You can't say that, oh, there's Kobe Sarah Shkinta Sharya. Maybe not, because maybe there's a Ruach Ra here. V'ruach Misavsa Sharya Alohi. And therefore the Taz says, I argue. Yesh la'afli galzeh dehech mevi raya min ha-shotim ha-elu sho'osim isser ba'psak ha-sicha b'teila asher god la'avonam ma'od. You're going to bring a raya from the people shmoozing? U'benas ani omer she'chalila le'etztari v'im anashim poshim ke'ela k'she'ein minyan zulasam. I think, no, the people shmoozing, they don't count for the minyan. They don't count. Then the sleeping person doesn't count, says the Taz. And therefore, he argues vehemently. The Mishnah Berurah says that obviously we should try to not rely on the Shulchan Aruch, try to rely on the Taz to make sure that a person is, I try to wake him up a little bit. Not, he says, for Kriyas and Megillah, he definitely has to be awake because of Pursumei Nisa. But other than that, he says, you can't technically rely on the Shulchan Aruch, but you should, L'chadchila, try to be Machmir for the Taz. The big question on the Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalet. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalet has a different halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says there, if you don't have nine people focusing and answering the chazin, it's karav Leo's bracha levatala. Right, so you have to wait for a certain number of people to be ready to daven when the Chazaras Hashatz is about to start. That's in Kuf Chav Dalet, all the way at the end of the chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. Kshlich zibur chozer betfila kol yesh lem lishtok v'lechavin lebrachos shemavarech hachazin. The tzibur should listen to the brachas. The chazin says v'lanos amen v'main tishra mechavin lebrachos of karov lios bracha levatala karov lios bracha levatala. So 1 second, but I thought a sleeping person could count. Right, if a sleeping person could count, so then why is the Shulchan Aruch seems to be so sure himself? Right, you need nine. You need 10 people. You need 9 people answering versus a sleeping person. So many different answers. Give me. Look at the Piskei Tshuvos. Some Achronim say that really we paskin like Argama. Really, it's a Maker Adin. There it says Karov Lias Brachal Vatala. Not really. It's Karov, but it's not. It's not really. Really, we paskin like this. Like this Shulchan Aruch and Simin Nanun Hey. Some say that that's not even. Lechadchila, we pass it like this, Me'ikar Adin, the Magen Avram, but some Achron in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav suggests maybe there's a difference between Chazaras HaShatz and Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu and the rest. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu and the rest, then a sleeping person could count. But here in Simen, Kuf, Chaf, Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Chazaras HaShatz. Maybe that's a higher standard, and therefore one wouldn't be able to count a sleeping person in that regard. Okay, a couple of ideas relating to the Yashin in Halacha. Stop here.